I'm just sitting in the studio, thinking about tomorrow. Cause all of the pain and the hurt in my heart got me drowning out my sorrows. I'm just sitting in the studio, thinking about tomorrow. Cause all of the pain and the hurt in my heart got me drowning out my sorrows.
And this pain run deep. I'm in the studio, it's 4 a.m. and I can't sleep. I'm really going through some shit, it's deeper than rap. I'm talking death with my son, like what's deeper than that? He was laying in his bed, wrapped in his covers. Had to wake him up and tell him about the death of his mother. Trying to hold back the tears that I can't control. And the pain from his scream, damn, that crushed my soul. Look, he was only 13. Like, why me, God? Had to hurt my baby boy, like that's not my job. Boy, this shit here crazy. Rest in peace, Daisy. Thank you for the good times and the baby.
I'm just sitting in the studio, thinking about tomorrow. Cause all of the pain and the hurt in my heart got me drowning out my sorrows. I'm just sitting in the studio, thinking about tomorrow. Cause all of the pain and the hurt in my heart got me drowning out my sorrows. Yeah, yeah.
My baby boy bilingual, his grandma raised him. I see it in his face, half me, half Daisy. Named after Mac Dre, J. Andre Diggs. And they said he wouldn't make it, but J. Andre did. That's my Thea's kid, he stayed grounded to dad. He is born in Las Vegas, just a pound and a half. Weekly visits to the doctors and breathing machines. But he 100% better now and living with me. I'm in the lab blowing organic and writing my sorrows. Yesterday was fucked up, can't wait till tomorrow. This pain ain't a game, as real as it get. I don't understand death, so I ain't feeling this
shit. I'm just sitting in the studio, thinking about tomorrow. Cause all of the pain and the hurt in my heart got me drowning out my sorrows. I'm just sitting in the studio, thinking about tomorrow. Cause all of the pain and the hurt in my heart got me drowning out my sorrows. Yeah, yeah.
On June 22nd, 2025, at 9:30 a.m., I had to walk into my 13-year-old son's bedroom and wake him up and let him know that his mother had passed away. Aside from burying my firstborn, this had to single-handedly be the hardest thing I had to do as an adult, as a parent. I wouldn't wish that on nobody. J. Andre, Trey Diggs, I love you, son.